Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Essam Al-Ghalib. Australia may not have enough of the medications it needs. Specialists say some people have sometimes not been able to find the medicines they need. Some medications have not been easily available since the pandemic disrupted supply chains. The Australian Medical Association says it has become a big problem. Queensland has recorded zero new local COVID-19 cases. Two new infections were recorded in travelers coming back from America in hotel quarantine. Queensland now has 25 active cases. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says coronavirus restrictions should ease in Greater Brisbane by this Friday.
So once again, really good news. And of course, we are 100% on track to lift those restrictions if everything goes well in the next 24 hours.
COVID-19 has been found in sewage from samples at Merrimack on the Gold Coast, Cairns North, and Cannonvale in the Airlie Beach area. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's frustrated by the Victorian government's border rules. Thousands of people from Sydney cannot go to Victoria, even though their local area did not record any cases of coronavirus for a month. Ms. Berejiklian says there is no medical reason for border restrictions with Greater Sydney, where 10 areas remain designated red zones. Victoria has recorded its 14th day without a locally acquired COVID-19 case. There are, however, three new infections found in hotel quarantine. Authorities are still grappling with the Australian Open hotel quarantine mess. Spanish player Roberto Batista Agut said he is sorry for saying hotel quarantine is like prison. Kazakhstan's Yulia Putintseva posted a photo on social media of her with a sign saying, "We need fresh air to breathe." British player Johanna Konta told Channel 9, "Most players are doing their best in the circumstances.
The reason we are here is to put on a show. We come to perform for you guys. We want to entertain you guys. And everybody's doing their utmost best to make whatever situation the players find themselves in, because there's some variety there as well, make it the best possible."
Two-time Australian Open champion Victoria Azarenka encouraged her colleagues to show understanding and empathy. Departing U.S. President Donald Trump has delivered a final speech. Mr. Trump spoke about what he did as president and what he should be remembered for.
"From a great hall of Muslim leaders in Riyadh to a great square of Polish people in Warsaw, from the floor of the Korean Assembly to the podium at the United Nations General Assembly, and from the Forbidden City in Beijing to the shadow of Mount Rushmore, I fought for you, I fought for your family, I fought for our country."
He also asked for prayers for Joe Biden's administration, but did not say Mr. Biden's name.
This week, we inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous. We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck, a very important word.
SBS is celebrating Lunar New Year with a new Chinese language service for people who speak Mandarin and Cantonese. It will make available independent, trusted Australian news, information, and entertainment in those languages. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.